Great weekend, busy weekend for the Southsiders. Hope you guys had the same.
Yes, we did. And fighting here to get going on a Tuesday, but we're not done yet. We've got a huge, huge, huge weekend coming up as we send everybody home with a smile on Friday. As Keith told me, the teachers are going to wrap up today, and then you've got a busy Saturday on tap.
We do. We have graduation practice for our seniors, 11 o'clock on Friday, and then our graduation on Saturday at 2 p.m. And today, as you mentioned, last day for teachers. We've got two special people retiring today, Alan Dick and Teresa Tressler, both 26-year veterans here in the MCCSC and some pretty special people.
Mark, what's the reaction to having your graduation at the school rather than at Assembly Hall?
You know, we were initially concerned because Assembly Hall is such a great venue, but people, vast majority of people have been pleased having it at South, you know, where they attended school. It's a little bit more intimate setting. We try to dress up the gym as much as we can with lighting and a backdrop to the stage. And so it's turned out really well for us, and we're excited about Saturday.
We're speaking with Mark Fletcher, the principal at Bloomington South. Mark, I want you to brag a little bit about the accomplishments of your graduates and especially that dollar value of scholarship offers. This is amazing.
Well, Keith, we've got about 385 students who will be in the ceremony on Saturday. 162 of those kids are National Honor Society members. They have performed extremely well on the SAT and in AP, advanced placement testing, ranking in the top 10% in the state. Super proud of their philanthropic efforts. They've been involved in some pretty big activities here throughout the course of the year, highlighted by the dance marathon at the end of the year, which is a big ticket item involving close to 1,000 students. And then this year, we broke our scholarship, broke the scholarship dollars earned amount by over $800,000, earning a total of $5.6 million in scholarship monies to date.
Say that again. I don't want that to go by. $5.6 million of scholarship offers?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Pretty special class. Yeah. To achieve something at that milestone, for sure. We were just recently named a four-star school by the state of Indiana. There are only 32 high schools in the state, I was told, that received that ranking. So that's based on the compilation of all of the data that the state keeps regarding schools. So that's kind of a reflection of our kids and our teachers and the supportive community that we live in. So pretty special.
Well, and to see that kind of—I got to tell you, the dance marathon, those numbers, that the amount of money that your kids have raised for Riley Hospital, not just this year but over the years, is astounding. You know, and that's just one of the things. People just need to know what kids in schools are doing today, because I think it's amazing, and as principal, you have to be very proud.
Well, we've got blood drives, multiple blood drives during the course of the year, holiday child at Christmas where we send multiple gifts to over 100 families, food drives that go on throughout the year, Hoosiers Outrun Cancer, and then $157,000-plus for Dance Marathon.
That's
this
amazing.
Year. So those activities for kids, obviously 16, 17, 18 years old, thinking outside of themselves and really involving themselves in the community are some pretty positive experiences, certainly.
Mark Fletcher's our guest this morning. He's the principal at South. You got some big changes coming over the summertime to some of your athletic facilities. What are we going to look forward to here in the near future?
Well, we're, Keith, one of the few 5A schools probably in the state of Indiana that doesn't have a softball facility on school grounds, and so we're real excited about that project, which will provide us with a softball field so that our girls won't have to travel to Winslow anymore and worry about trying to control the elements there when we're really not a part of taking care of that facility. So that'll be a super plus for us. And then,
Mark, talk about where that field's going to be so that people driving by understand where what's going on there.
It'll be just north of our school, adjacent to the current soccer field, just across North Drive here on the corner of Henderson and North Drive. So perfect location, and should be a really nice addition to our facilities.
And you're getting some work done at the football field.
We are. We're overdue on replacing the turf that we were fortunate enough to get 10 to 12 years ago. Probably one of the best investments as far as our facility is concerned, because obviously, Keith, with turf, we can use that field for band practice, for soccer practice, for PE classes, and it goes from a large area that we can only use 4 or 5 nights a year to something that we use every day. So that's past due, and we're real excited about replacing the turf so that that'll be up to speed.
Well, and there's a safety factor involved with the turf, too, because over a period of time, it gets, I don't know what the technical term is, but I'll call it harder and harder.
Worn out.
Yeah.
The beads.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then sports-wise, you got a team going in the golf, but you also have track people still active.
Finals this weekend, state finals right here in town at Billy Hayes.
Big-time stuff. We've got several people advancing in that area. We're pretty proud of we've got 20 varsity sports, as do all schools, and 14 of those 20 have advanced past sectional play this year. So looking forward to golf and some track activity during the course of this coming week.
Yep.
Golf sectional is Friday, and big track stuff, like you said, in Bloomington. So
boys on Friday, girls on Saturday. So all the local kids that we'll be representing, we'll get you all those times and figures and teams as we get closer to Friday. Mark Fletcher's our guest this morning. The Panthers had a good Providence Invitational over the weekend. They were third there, so good stuff. And, again, sectionals right around the corner. Graduation right around the corner. Teacher's last day. Boy, you've got one busy week, and then you just put your feet up for the rest of the summer, right? Finally get a break?
Sure. Absolutely.
There you go. That's right.
Mark, you mentioned that today is the beginning of the closing down. What, how do you close down a high school?
Well, that's a good question. We start with every teacher and all of the different things that go on in their room and all their records, and just making sure that we get all of that information recorded before they leave. And then we transition into summer school, which I didn't mention, which will start here at the beginning of next week. We'll have about 250 kids here for a 6-week program that starts next Monday. So
and the other
keep
thing,
rolling.
The other thing, Mark, is that people don't realize it, but teachers spend a lot of their summer doing professional development at their own cost.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's kind of a year-round thing, believe it or not. You know, and we've got, what, like 7 or 8 weeks here in the summer. And what I've found is the better we do in preparation for next year during this 7 or 8 week period, the better the whole school year goes, obviously. So selfishly and for the best of the school, we try to hit it hard here in the next 7 or 8 weeks with hiring teachers and preparing the different programs for next year so that things can go as well as they can.
Mark, I know as principal you play kind of the tough guy, but is it kind of hard to see some of these kids graduate?
Absolutely. Relationships are what we try to be all about, and building those relationships and building trust, I think, is the foundation of what we can do to help support those kids. But this is a special place. Bloomington in general, just very supportive parents, quality kids. Parents have done a great job, and we reap those benefits for sure. But a lot of special kids graduating here on Saturday, so we're looking forward to celebrating their successes for sure.
Are you in charge of reading all 385 names, or are you bringing in Keith for that?
No, he just shakes hands.
I got the easy part, just diplomas and shaking hands. We've got multiple teachers. But Keith, that's a great idea. I think we should bring him in for
no.
some I like that idea.
Well, he's got you got a lot of flight time up there, Keith, at graduations, don't you? You've pronounced them all incorrectly, correctly, and everything else in between.
That's right.
Hey, Mark, great job. job. We know you got a busy weekend. We appreciate your few minutes this morning. And turn your tassels. Have a good, the gym's going to be great. The closed circuit's going to be great. Do I need tickets for graduation?
Each student gets 6 tickets, and then any spillover we have the simulcast in our auditorium. But we've been fortunate. We've been able to offer anybody in the auditorium the opportunity as we get close to the graduation ceremony to come on into the gym. So come on over and enjoy the day. It'll be fun.
Outstanding. Great job as always, Mark. We appreciate the time.
Appreciate you guys. Thanks a lot.